Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
United States soccer fans are celebrating this afternoon. Despite a 1-0 loss to Germany, the U.S. squad is advancing in the World Cup tournament to the final 16-team knockout round, down from 32 teams at the start. Thousands of soccer fanatics packed Boston City Hall Plaza to watch today's game, and WBUR's Jack Lepiarz was there too.
An hour before the game, fans were already streaming into Government Center. City Hall Plaza was packed. Thousands of fans shoulder to shoulder from the Government Center building all the way to the street. Most of them wore red, white, and blue, and some, like Rick Indorado of Revere, were wearing nothing but American flag-styled attire.
Always play for a win, no matter what. You always want to be number one.
Despite a loss today, that's still possible for the U.S. Thanks to tiebreakers, the team will play at least one more game. Indorado calls the massive turnout at City Hall encouraging, but is still not sure that soccer has really caught on in the United States.
People just aren't interested in it, and
whether it's the media or whether it's the fans.
I don't think it'll ever be as popular as, worldwide.
Other soccer fans are not so sure. New England Revolution president Brian Bilello admits soccer still is not as popular in this country as the big four sports, but he says it's well on its way.
I'm so close to it, so I see it. I've seen a very steady growth. I think the explosion's really been the last 8 years that you see, and it's still on a huge upward trajectory as a sport.
Bilello thinks back to 1994, when the U.S. hosted the World Cup. There was no Major League Soccer at the time, but it was still one of the most successful FIFA events in history, shattering previous attendance records by more than 1 million. But many at the watch party today describe themselves as just casual fans. John Zimmerman of Brighton just happened by on his lunch break.
It's such a fun game, and it's a worldly game, too. It's just so fun.
Zimmerman and other area fans get at least one more chance to root for Team USA. Their next game is Tuesday against either Belgium or Algeria. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.